Menhaden are small, oily fish that can live 8 years and grow to a pound or more.
Most of the ones that people see in the bay, though, are what we call peanut bunker.
Chris Moore is a senior scientist with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
Those are up to about a year old. They are a couple inches long, and they swim in very large schools up near the surface for the most part. They can actually be spotted by airplane.
In fact, aerial spotters guide ships owned by Omega Protein, which employs more than 250 people in the Northern Neck, catching and processing menhaden for fish oil supplements, fertilizer, farm animal, and pet food. Omega was not happy when a regional regulator, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, said every state but Virginia could increase its menhaden catch by 0.5%, but the bay harvest should be cut. Ben Landry speaks for Omega.
The menhaden Chesapeake Bay reduction cap only applies to Omega Protein. That quota was reduced by 41%. Fisheries management should be applied fairly, not let's pick on the big guy to say the stock's healthy, everyone else gets to increase, but Omega, you don't. That's just fundamentally unfair.
But environmentalists say the bay is a nursery for menhaden and should have special protection. Omega argues small fish are now found in two other places.
Basically, 70% of all menhaden used to be in those first years of life in the Chesapeake Bay. Now it's roughly about 30.
Scientists argue we have to leave enough of these nutritious fish to sustain wildlife, marine mammals, seabirds, and bigger fish. And Chris Moore points out that Omega takes the biggest share of the catch.
We have about 70% of the entire coastwide catch that's landed in the Commonwealth. And about 90% is landed by Omega Protein.
Spokesman Ben Landry says Omega's fleet would be idled if it's too rough to fish in the ocean.
Those years where you've got numbers of named storms and we can't fish out in the ocean, but we could fish in the bay, essentially you'd be having to tie up your boats those days. And we've got 250, 300 employees there in Reedville that are dependent on that. And we're awful proud of the operation we have there. We get vilified an awful lot. But these employees are hardworking, and listen, we're the good guys here.
He's in Richmond now, lobbying lawmakers not to adopt the bay cap, a case he made successfully last year. Critics note that Omega has given $450,000 in campaign contributions over the past decade, but Landry says, so what?
There's a number of entities that contribute far more than we do that are regulated by the same body. We participate in the political process just like anyone else.
Environmentalists are also making their case to the legislature, and they're asking an international group that certifies sustainable fisheries not to give its seal of approval to Omega. Again, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation's Chris Moore.
The Marine Stewardship Council is a European-based organization that certifies fisheries as being sustainable. One of the principles of the MSC process is an effective management plan that respects local, national, international laws and things like that. And, you know, at this time, Omega Protein is not in compliance with the Coastwide Management Plan due to their own lobbying efforts.
The public has a chance to comment on that situation until January 14th. And the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission says it will study scientific assessments of the menhaden population using various models and come up with new regulations this spring. I'm Sandy Houseman.